Well, Andy, talk about a really well-timed newsletter. Hard right turn here, I should note. Over the weekend from you, looking at the ownership structure inside the NFL, the wealth amongst the owners, you look like you were watching those football games yesterday.
I was. Well, you know, first of all, Brian, the NFL is back. And, of course, back from COVID, back from the kneeling controversy, I guess you could say, although those issues are still there. But the games have been outstanding. And, of course, we had some great games the prior weekend, and people were wondering if they could match that this weekend, and they did. And no one's happier about that than the 32 NFL owners, which are, if you think about it, really this kind of fascinating parallel universe of private wealth in this country. And we think usually about wealthy people, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg. But these guys are up there, too, and they really have a very powerful position in our society.
And then we're still trying to figure out if NFL great Tom Brady will be retiring. There was that ESPN report saying that he is retiring, but then he reportedly called the Bucs saying no decision is there yet. But look, Tom Brady, he has more on the gas. His decision is ultimately his, though.
I'm going to predict that at some point, Brian, Tom Brady will retire. How's that?
That's a good prediction. Yeah. Well done.
Long way out of the limb. It's pretty amazing. I mean, he is the GOAT. So, but we have some new, GOATs here as well. I know Patrick Mahomes is out, but he's incredible. Joe Burrow is this wunderkind who is really amazing and brought the Bengals back from, just years of futility, which is pretty incredible. And it's nice to see, Stafford sort of get his shot. Even the people in Detroit, I hear, are rooting for him. So the drama and the narrative is there. And, these owners benefit. The teams have never been more valuable. And I think they've really done an incredible job of stealing away the mantle of America's pastime from baseball. And they really did that by revenue sharing, which allows smaller market teams to succeed, something that baseball has not been able to figure out.
Interesting. The business of sports here, the behind the scenes, is always fascinating. Thanks so much, Andy. Appreciate it.